Partridge after all. It's really violent. Like, really violent. Keep it light. Keep it light. It's terrible when you think it's going to be comedy, but it turns out really dark. Steve Coogan, who plays Alan Partridge, one of my comedy heroes. There's less and less comedy superstars these days. There's too much saturation, you know, too little money, too little time, too little attention span, not enough care in creating great programs. The true comedy superstars were from the 90s and before, like Steve Coogan. And I was born in the in Birmingham, in the UK, and went to school there. And I had two comedy heroes back then. There were two comedy superstars. The two comedy superstars, and they say, never meet your heroes. And they couldn't be more right. Because I met at university. He did a gig at my college. And I went up to him after the show. And I said, hi, I just wanted to say I've been following your career right from the start. And I'm a huge fan. And he just shrugged his shoulders and just turned his back on me. Absolutely crushing. And then a few days later, me and a school friend went to see at a gig in London when I was in my early 30s. And he was a real hero of both of us because he came from nothing, this comedian. And he came from our area. And here we were. Here we all were. I was now a comedian and my mate was a TV comedy actor. And it was people like, that inspired us, had inspired us. So we went to see him at a gig. And we had access to the backstage bar area because we're also very major celebrities. And so we bump into on the stairs. And I'd learned my lesson from the previous encounter with who by all accounts is a well-known grumpy bastard. And there's lots of similar stories that I've picked up over the years of him blanking people, even if they were like, you know, with the same agent as him or a broadcaster themselves or whatever. So we learned, even though I was a comedian and my friend, TV actor, and he had a link to there was a mutual friend and a colleague, and my mate was in a soap opera and acted alongside this guy who had died a few days before this gig. So they had a mutual friend, he died a few days before of cancer, and they'd been at the funeral, very tragic, very young. And he was a friend of me too. So we bump into me on the stairs, and my friend just said, man to man, you know, equal to equal. But in our hearts, secretly, fans to a comedy hero. Hi, hey. I knew such and such. We worked together, and I know you knew him. And
hey.
Just looked at us and said, well, he dead now. And walked through the door, and that was it. They say never meet your heroes. But I'd go one step further, actually. I'd go one step further. Your heroes are cunts. And I can only think superstardom must drive you insane. So Steve Coogan, I love you. But let me make it very clear. Much as you may be desperate to do so, I never, ever want to meet you. Aha! Lots of love to you all.